Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And I want to thank all of my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 37 countries around the world for tuning in. I first want to say hi to my co-host, Chris, for being here. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. I'm wondering. I said maybe he got his thing muted or something, but I'm glad that you're here. I know you're dealing with some family issues, but thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Sorry about that.
Yeah, my special guest is Princess Graham, and this young woman is phenomenal. She is planning on going on a tour starting in May, and she's going to multiple states around the United States, and she's going to be a girl empowerment tour. So without further ado, I want to say hello to Princess. How you doing, Princess?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So for the benefit of people to understand, how old are you?
I am currently 16 years old.
That's what I'm talking about. This young lady, 16 years old, already being groomed to be a boss. She already planning and got a tour for Girls Empowerment. So, you know, kudos to you, baby, because that's good. I mean, you 16 and you already going to different states? Yes. So what caused this to come about? What made you decide to have a girl empowerment tour?
Well, it actually was not my idea. It was Ms. Pierce's idea. And when Ms. Barbara Pierce.
Okay. Your publisher.
Yes, she owns a publishing company, and she's run a summer arts camp for, I think, like 6 or 7 years now. But this year she decided that she wanted to turn the camp into a girls' empowerment group, which we have named GRIP, which stands for Girls Rocking in Power.
Okay, Girls Rocking in Power. Okay. But I don't see the abbreviation, because on the brochure, it says Girl Empowerment Tour. But you say Girls Rocking in Power. I don't get the abbreviation from you know.
It's GRIP.
Oh, it's GRIP?
If you're looking at the flyer, we have it on, like, the social media. So the Instagram is GRIP Tour, TikTok is GRIP Tour, and the Facebook is GRIP Tour.
Oh, okay. What I was received, I guess that was the blue brochure that's on the slideshow. So I'm glad that you are part of that. That's wonderful. I'm going to turn this over to Chris. Let him ask the question real quick.
Yes, Princess. My first question to you is, What progress do you think women empowerment needs to have in society? What progress, if any, do you think?
Oh, man, that's a big question. I think there's a lot of progress that we need, and I think that it starts in our youth, which is why this program is such a beneficial thing. Specifically in our youth, I think that we need to teach our girls to love themselves more, especially when it comes to relationships, which on the tour I'm actually going to be speaking on relationships, which is why I'm going to touch on this specifically a bit more. But as a girl who is a teenager and obviously, you know, has some romantic endeavors at times, I've learned that it is very, very important to love yourself before you try to love anybody else. And I heard that when I was younger, and I didn't really listen to it because I didn't understand it. But you have to understand who you are and love who you are as a person before you date anybody else, because somebody else can very easily break you down. So it's very important that our girls learn that self-love, self-respect, also how to carry yourself and how to present yourself, especially when we're doing things like interviews or big events where we have to, you know, present ourselves well. They need to know how to do that. And just other things of that nature. And knowing how to treat others, and self-love is important, but some girls tend to be arrogant because they love themselves too much. So it's important to have, like, that balance of loving everyone just as much as you love yourself. So I think those are, like, right. A big, maybe, you know, three or four things.
Well, Princess, you're stepping on a good point, because I saw on the radio that they was talking about now teenage suicide has increased, and young ladies are giving up. They're not talking to their parents. And do you understand, because you being young right now, what would be a reason for a young woman not to tell her mother or her father that she's hurting to that extent? Because usually a lot of girls, you know, they're close to their mothers, and I imagine a young boy's close to their dads or both parents. What would make a child feel so low that she want to give up and she not discuss that with one of her parents?
That is a very good question. There can be several reasons for that. I know that one of the biggest reasons, well, two of the biggest reasons that I can think of off the top of my head. One of them is either the child does not necessarily feel safe telling their parents certain things, whether it's something bad, or maybe they feel ashamed, or maybe the parent hasn't created a safe space at home for the kids to talk to their parents about anything, especially something more serious like that. Or the other reason could be the child's own personal insecurities, feeling like they'll be a burden, per se, if they were to bring any kind of issues to anybody. And they start to feel like maybe it isn't worth it, maybe it isn't, you know, maybe my issues aren't that important. So it's very important that we're teaching our girls that they can have someone to talk to, even if it isn't the parent, which, of course, preferably, but again, like I said, not all parents create the best environment for a child to come to. So we want to give girls a space to, you know, let out anything they have a place to communicate and understand that they're never burdening anybody and their life is always important.
Well, that's a good point that you said as well. You know, and my thing is that my concern for these young people, male or female, you know, some of them I would surmise that they don't speak up because maybe they was warned by their parent, don't do this, this could happen. And sometimes, you know, you hear about children sneaking out when the parents are asleep or whatever, and then they get into the same situation that they was warned of. And so maybe they're embarrassed that this happened and they was warned, or maybe some are just don't want to share what's on their mind is because they could have been targeted, you know, at school for whatever, the way they dress, whether they, you know, timid or whatever, because recently, it wasn't even a week ago, I saw on the news, this teenager, she was being kicked and beat down at the locker, and she wound up killing herself, and beautiful young girl, and her father was on there talking, and it's just sad. Is what can we do to reach those teenagers, those young people that need help? What can we do?
I think that programs like GRIP are a very good means to help with this issue, because the biggest part about it is that we're traveling to multiple different states. So this isn't just confined to Columbus. This is going, we're going to be in Alabama. We're going to be in Florida, possibly. We're going to be in Michigan, New Jersey, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Washington, like a ton of different states. So we're going to be able to reach more girls with this program. And in this program, we're talking about a ton of things, such as like things like you just mentioned, like, you know, being able to speak up about things. We're talking about anti-bullying, how to stand up to bullying, how to not be a bully, and things of that nature. So I think as long as our girls have a means to learn about these things, then they'll do better at being a better person and protecting themselves against these things.
Good words of wisdom, and I hope that at these different locations you get a great turnout. So I'm going to throw this over to Chris. Go ahead, Chris. You can ask your next question.
Okay, Princess Graham, my next question to you is, what is the best part about putting this Girl Empowerment Tour together? Like, you know, what is, like, something that you look forward to day to day yourself?
There's a lot of really great parts. In terms of, like, putting it together. As of right now, I'm actually out of practice, and I had to step away for a bit to do the interview real quick. But right now we're working on dance. I think personally dance might be my favorite because I just love to dance. But there's also, like, a lot of really nice things. I did not mention this, but we're empowering our girls through the arts. So the performative arts and the not-so-performative arts. So things like writing and drawing, but also things like acting and dance and singing. So right now we're working on a praise dance. So yeah, I think my favorite part is probably just like seeing, like doing the different elements, like the dance and like the modeling and all that, and just seeing it all come together into something cohesive. I think that's my favorite part.
Well, it sounds like everything is very cohesive. I like that. I like the part you said you're also doing praise dance. You know, and for people who don't know, it's about gospel music that's demonstrated in dance, and it's beautiful. You know, and it can reach some people, you know, in a way, because it reaches me, because when they be doing mom, some of the people be doing mom, and some people just be dancing to the rhythm or whatever, the beat. That's beautiful, because I don't care how you praise God, he deserves all the praise. You know, we live in a decadent world, you know, and it's hard to, you know, figure out how to be safe and how to stay safe, you know. So do you have anyone right now that can possibly be a part of GRIP as you go on your tour to different states? Is there any way that these women, young ladies, can join and be keep up with y'all even though they're in a different state?
Yes, there are several ways. Soon we will be releasing a flyer with all the exact locations of where we'll be, so like city and state, because staying in the state is quite vague at the moment. So girls will know if they'll have the camp happening in their area. But outside of that, you can apply. We have applications, which are, I believe there's a QR code on one of the flyers that we have. You can also contact me or Ms. Pierce. My number is 706-580-5558. And I'll say that again, 706-580-5558. And Ms. Pierce's number is 706. Ooh, hold on. Let me double check. But while I'm checking for what the number is, I usually have it by heart. I don't know why I don't have it right now. I don't want to say the wrong number. Okay, her number is 706-577-3197. And one more time, that is 706-577-3197. And any additional information, either of us can send through text or call. But I'm in school, of course, so if you need to call, preferably call Ms. Pierce. But, yeah, we're also holding auditions in Columbus and also in other states. Again, you can text for more information on those. But we're having 3 auditions in March and I think 2 in April. So quite a few to come into if you want to be a part of the traveling group. Now, I will say that the camp itself is for ages 8 to 16, so all girls ages 8 to 16. However, we are only traveling with our older girls for maturity reasons and other reasons. So that age group will be for 12 to 16. So if you're looking for your girl to travel with us, make sure she's of age. Otherwise, she can be a part of the camp, and she will still get pretty much the same experience just without the traveling.
Okay, well, what would be the fee if someone wanted to travel with y'all for their share at the hotel or whatever?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I said, what would be the fee for them to pay to cover their expenses at the hotel and food? How much they have to pay if they want to go on tour with y'all?
There is a $25 registration fee, and for the camp, it is $25 a week. So I'd have to double check, but the $25 a week is for the camp itself. I'm not sure if the people traveling have to pay that $25 a week. I will double check, but yes, I know that there's a $25 registration fee for sure.
Okay. All right, Chris, you got a question. Go ahead, Diamond.
Yes, Princess. My next question is, outside of doing this tour, what are some ways that you empower girls, you know, young women and young girls, and what are some ways that we, the listeners and me and Terry, what are some ways that we can empower women and girls?
That is a wonderful question. To answer the first part of the question, we're doing a lot of things to empower our girls. So as previously mentioned, we're incorporating the arts, performative arts and regular arts to empower our girls. So we're going to be doing dances to empowering songs, maybe singing empowering songs. There's definitely going to be some anti-bullying acting in there. And as far as like non-performing arts, we're definitely going to involve like poetry, maybe even spoken word, and artistic expression of maybe what the girls are going through. But outside of the arts, we're also having a lot of people come in and speak about things. So as previously mentioned, I'm going to speak about relationships, but we're also going to have speakers on things like anti-bullying, teen pregnancy, skincare, hair care, healthcare in general. God, there's so many topics. There's a ton of topics that we're going to go over, just a ton of things that our girls need to be, like, well-versed with, if that's the right word, very familiar with, to help empower girls and encourage them to be the best they can be.
So let me ask you this question. Are y'all traveling to all these different states by bus?
Some of them will be by bus and some of them will be by plane. It'll be in relativity to how close the next location is and price.
Okay. And for a person that, say, for instance, you come to my state and I want to be there, how much is the entrance to get an admittance fee?
That's still the $25 registration fee.
Oh, okay. For people to come and watch, what y'all do is still $25? Okay.
Well, if the kid is going to be involved in it, but we will have a production at the end of each week that we're in each state, and the ticket prices will probably be determined closer to that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Chris, you got another question?
What cities, with your on your tour, what cities are you looking forward to visiting the most?
Personally, I know I'm really excited for Atlanta because the series has been talking about how we're going to go to, like, a natural hair museum and a whole bunch of stuff, and I also just really like Atlanta. I'm also excited for Texas because I've heard a lot of cool things about Texas that I've never been. And I think I'm also excited for Washington because that's, like, the furthest north I'll have ever been. Also, I'm realizing I'm not going to answer your question from earlier. So I'm going to bounce back to that question and finish answering it. A way that people who aren't directly involved with the camp can get involved is, one, helping us recruit girls, so bringing girls into the program that we can use and that we can have travel with us or that can just benefit from being in the program if they're too young to travel. Another way you can support is by following the social media, interacting, and just keeping yourself updated with what we're doing in terms of shows and other things of that nature. So the social media on everything is Grip Tour. For Instagram and TikTok specifically is grip.tour, but on Facebook it's just Grip Tour. But the social media is same for pretty much everything. We're only on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So I'll say that again, that's just Grip Tour, and for Instagram and TikTok, it's just grip.tour.
Well, the question I have before we get out of here, you know, on that tour, are y'all going to have anyone that maybe is clergy or a psychologist? Because of all the different things that y'all are going to be covering, you know, and, for instance, someone come to you and they need help with something, I know the parents got good advice. Is there any professional that's going to be there to address certain issues that might come up from somebody one-on-one while they're at their function?
That is a good question. The people who will be speaking at each event will vary depending on the state because the city that is the person who's holding the camp in that city will be recruiting the people that are going to speak to the kids. So I don't know specifically on that, but I do know that the spirits are speaking to me about having, like, police speak on certain things about, like, latchkey kids and things like that, and having Planned Parenthood talk about teen pregnancy and things like that. But in terms of, like, professional, like, psychiatrists and things like that, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that is a really cool idea, and I will definitely propose it to the spirits.
Okay, that's good. Pass it on. But and this last question that I have, maybe I'm getting old because that's going to tip of my tongue when I get ready to say. But, oh, I know what it is. The last question, this is the first Girl Empowerment Tour. Is this going to be something ongoing?
This is the first, and it will also be ongoing. So this is our first year. We want to keep this going for as long as possible, I believe. We're going to choose a new poster girl for this year. Of course, I'm the poster girl this year, but I'll be 17 next year, and I'll be too old. So I'm going to get replaced. So devastating. We already have some girls that we're looking at. I won't reveal their names, but we have some girls that we're looking at for next year already. So, yeah, we'll just keep doing this. yeah, I don't see a reason why we should stop. So, yeah.
Well, I definitely, Princess, appreciate the time you took from y'all practice because you had to leave out the room so it would be quiet to do this interview. So thank you for stopping what you were doing because I know that's important. But, you know, this is important, too, to let people know that you're coming. But before I let you go, one more time, tell our listening audience what the phone numbers to call you or Miss Pierce so that they can get in contact with you if they need to know when you're going to be in their state.
Okay, so my number is 706-505-5558. Again, that's 706-505. Wait, no, that's not even right. Oh, my God, I'm halfway saying my mama number. Lord have mercy. I'm so all over the place. I apologize, y'all. My number is not that. My number is 706-580-5558. Again, that's 706-580-5558. And Ms. Pierce's number is 706-577-3197. Again, that's 706-577-3197.
Well, we got maybe a minute to spare, and we got a caller who want to ask you a question. So, caller, your last four digits is 7075. Please state your name and make your statement or comment.
Hi, my name is Tamara Chandler, and my comment is that I'm very proud of Princess. This is her mom. Hey, y'all.
How you doing, darling?
Hello.
and then I want to also add that another way that you all can help support besides following and interacting on social media is also by donating. So that donation, Princess, do you know what the
The Cash App is the Arts Camp. Of course, all of this can be found on the website, which is connected to all of our social media. And the Cash App is always on the Arts Camp, and there's a PayPal, but I don't know by heart, and I think it's wrong. But it is also on the website.
Yes, so that website address is also posted on the Facebook page. So you can click the link on the Facebook page to get to the website. It has everything on the website. It has the blog with articles and then everything that you would need to know as far as, like, what's going on with the grip tour.
Okay,
I just wanted to add that.
These young people need your help. So anybody listening, go to the Facebook page. You'll find the information how you can donate, whether Cash App or PayPal, but, you know, or call these Ms. Barbara Pierce or Princess Graham, call them with the numbers she just gave y'all, and make it happen because it takes money to make a tour. You know, you got to pay for gas and all the other incidentals, you know, so dig in your pocket, get off some change, do what you got to do, and send that money on home. Thank you again, Princess, for being here. It's time for us to get up out of here and leave, but you stay safe, you stay blessed, and I hope that the tour is a big success.
Yes, me too.
Thank you.
On that note, we're out of here. Good night, everybody. See us next week.
Good night.
When we go Forever 21, this young lady tragically died in a sad story. I won't get into detail, but be here next week. It's about Forever 21.
Okay.
I'm loca, crazy. Said I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby, does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor. Does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor. Does that make me insecure? At night when you're falling asleep, hold your cell phone tighter than me. You think that I can't see what's happening? You want me like ABC? Why you creep like DLC? I'll give you 2, 1, 2, 3 till I am badly. You say I'm loca.
baby, that I've been tripping lately.